From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. The federal government is testing an earthquake early warning system based partly on software developed at UC Berkeley. About 30 scientists are receiving the prototype warnings through their computers. The system is similar to one used in Japan. It gave a few seconds warning before a magnitude 9 earthquake struck in March. The U.S. Geological Survey is testing the new system. No word on when it may launch nationwide. A new report card on San Francisco Bay points to future challenges at continuing the estuary's comeback. Here's KQED's Amy Standen.
40 years ago, San Francisco's Embarcadero was not a place for jogging. People driving by would roll up their windows, says Andrew Gunther, whose wife grew up here.
In her family, the bay was called Lake Limburger because of the aroma.
Gunther is chief author of The State of the San Francisco Bay, which comes out every 2 years. He says the 1972 Clean Water Act forced cities to stop dumping raw sewage into the bay. New problems have emerged since then. For example, climate change, which could raise sea levels by 5 feet by the end of the century. One way to deal with that is to continue to restore wetlands around the bay, which act as a buffer.
Having these restored wetlands will do a lot to minimize those impacts.
10,000 acres of wetlands have been restored over the last decade. Researchers recommend a target of 100,000 acres. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Cupertino-based Apple begins the day at its highest stock price ever, more than $413 a share. That makes Apple, for the moment, America's most valuable company. ExxonMobil is second. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Silicon Valley Bank. For nearly 30 years, helping innovative companies across the world succeed. Silicon Valley Bank.